And we are now joined by three amazing people from St. Dominic's School. We have Jamie Larson and Sean Dudley. Dudley, is that, did I get that right? Right? And Sharon Wilson from St. Dominic's. Good morning, ladies. How are you all?
Good morning.
They're doing their best with sharing the microphones.
Yeah,
so.
we have more people than we have mics.
But, yeah.
and you guys are here today to talk a little bit about what you've been doing with your preschool. Academy. Can Jamie, you're the sort of the point person on that, is that right?
We were just trying to figure out how we could increase enrollment, and we decided that if we really let the townspeople know of Northfield and the surrounding area that we are a kindergarten readiness program, so we're rebranding our preschool as the St. Dominic's School's Preschool Academy. So just make it more prestigious sounding and really emphasize that we're getting them ready to be lifelong scholars.
And with this preschool academy, what are the age ranges that students can be enrolled?
You have to be 3 by September 1st and potty trained, but we take 3 and 4 year olds, yes.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about your wonderful class sizes, because as a former educator, I know that that is crucial to being able to do your job and do it well. So what kind of class sizes do you have?
We max out at 20 in both classrooms, and we also max out at 20 in the kindergarten program, too.
Which is still a lot of little ones.
It is. Our ratio is 1 adult for each 10 kids. So.
Gotcha. Yep. So you have yourself plus an educational assistant or pair. Okay. Yep. That's excellent. So the kids are really getting a lot of good attention.
Yes.
And what is kind of a typical day like in the preschool academy?
So they get to start their day with our Phi-Ed specialist doing SMART, where they get to use their muscles, their gross motor skills to kind of wake up their brains for learning. And then they get to have snack. And then they jump right into a morning meeting time where they're going over the calendar. And then they get to have our amazing Groves and Believe and Read program during that time, too, to do that foundational base of literacy and also going over numbers with your calendar too. And then they break out into like learning areas, small group activities, but then also large group activities based on what the teacher and the assistant is scheduled to do that day. And then they also get to have lunch and recess, of course, everybody's favorite.
Of course.
and then
part of the day.
In the afternoon, after they get to have rest time, which is usually about a half hour, they get to have rest time. In the afternoon, they get to participate in specials. And so they get to go and actually, just like the elementary school kids, they get to have art with Miss Matlock, music with Miss Van Ruckel, Spanish with Senora Cunningham, and again, get to see Mr. B and Fayed. So they get to do exactly what our elementary school kids get to do, too.
So they get to get into those routines, get to know the teachers. So what have you noticed about these kids that are coming through this program by the time they get to kindergarten?
Well, that's what I like being the preschool director and the kindergarten teacher is I get to see them and I get to know them really well. So when they come to my class, they kind of already know me too because they get to see me in the hallway. And they just are ready to learn that first day of school. They kind of already, that's old hat for them. They know the school. They know the teachers. They are in the same classes. They go up with the same kids from preschool and pre-K to the kindergarten classroom. So they just are like, okay, well, we're just, learning's getting a little bit harder, but I already know all this.
Because I feel like, you know, in a typical kindergarten classroom, or maybe some of these students at other schools haven't been prepped and haven't gone through something like this, there's probably a lot of big feelings, a lot of emotions. And
I mean, there's still the typical, like, oh, we just got done with summer and I got to be with mom and dad all day and now I have to be at school again. But it's it's still a second home because they were here already and they know all of us and they know all of our faces. So it might still be big feelings at drop off, but by the time we have our morning announcements going, they're ready to learn.
They're ready to go. Yeah. And have you also noticed that you don't have to spend nearly as much time like doing some of those more foundational things because that's already in place.
Yeah. We don't really have to go over how do we walk down to Mr. B in the morning for SMART because they already did that last year.
They're ready. Yeah. Some of them seem overly confident at times?
Yeah.
you're like, okay, you're maybe just a little too comfortable.
Yeah, actually, I did have that with my kindergartners this year that I was like, friends, I think we've gotten a little too comfortable with each other. Yeah. I need you to remember that I'm the teacher, you're the student, we're supposed to be learning today.
Yeah, let's keep that in mind here. There's still relationships. That's excellent. Well, what else would you say is just a real shining point of the Preschool Academy, especially with this new rebrand?
Well, I would definitely say our literacy program is top tier. I know the state is starting, I think it rolled out already. They have a mandate where everybody's literacy program or curriculum that they're using has to be based in the science of reading. Mm. And we've been doing Groves for 6 years at St. Dominic's at this point. It's been based in the science of reading.
Sure.
So while the state and all these other districts are kind of trying to come back up to where all the research says you need to be teaching phonics, you need to be teaching it this way, mm-hmm. we've been doing it for 6 years already. Yeah. And it starts at our preschool academy. So I already know, like, our enrichment coach, Brooke Johnson, she is already doing all the assessments for me with the preschool academy kids that are coming to me in kindergarten. So I already know who I have to, okay, you're going to be doing small groups with me right away to get you up to grade level. And I know the scary numbers. I think it's like nationwide, 35% of kids are reading at grade level.
Yeah.
I know Northfield's higher at, I think, around 60%. Mm-hmm. Our data last spring, we had our kids at 87% were reading at grade level.
Yes.
So it's just that.
That's fantastic.
The Believe and Read program, I mean, it's old hat for all of us teachers. We're all certified in it. We know what we're doing. And so our little learners, they're ahead of the curve.
That's amazing. Gosh, 87%. I remember from your last segment hearing all those great numbers and test results. It's just phenomenal. So kudos to all of you for all of your hard work.
Thank you.
Well, what else do we need to know about this rebranded Preschool Academy?
Just that we know how important being a lifelong learner is. Mm-hmm. And we can say that all the numbers and data say that this is where you want to be academic wise, but also like our teachers know all the kids' names. All the kids know each other's names. Like we were talking before we got on the air, our preschoolers eat with our middle schoolers. And so it's like, it's just one big family. And just the Preschool Academy, yes, it's where you want to be for academics, but that's where you want to be for social emotional growth too. With the small class sizes, when someone is having a rough day, all the teachers know. So we all kind of know this kid just needs a little extra help today, and the specialists know it, our media center specialist knows it, and we can just keep growing and fostering these kids, not just academically, but social emotionally too.
Yeah, you all really work as a team.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Yes, Rich has the question.
I was actually waving somebody, but I do, okay. I do have a question though, because you piqued my interest. You talked about the kids get to are learning some Spanish.
Yes.
That in preschool.
Yes, preschool.
That's amazing. How does that? I mean, you've got these a lot of these little specialty classes that you're doing. Tell us more about all that. I'm especially interested in the Spanish and how that works.
Senora Cunningham comes into the classroom. That's the one specialist who comes in because she's way up on the top floor. So we don't make our preschoolers walk all the way up there. But she comes down into the classroom and she's teaching them the alphabet, the colors, their numbers, also like keywords like family names and stuff like that, singing songs with them. Mm-hmm. She comes right in and she's already starting to teach them that second language, which everybody knows. The more languages you know, that fires more neural pathways in your brain. Yeah, so.
Absolutely. But there's obviously there's music, there's art, there's those programs as well.
Yeah.
And for any families out there that may be considering looking at St. Dominic's, do you offer some flexible scheduling for them as well?
We have a 3-day-a-week program and then also the 5-day-a-week. This is also what's good about our preschool academy is the kids are there the same hours as our elementary school. So again, it kind of gets them ready for that stamina of, I have to be here at school from 8:15 to 2:30. But we do have after school and before school care with our St. Watch also. So.
All right.
The school district just passed a referendum to renovate the high school. And one of the reasons they wanted to do that was because of security. What do St. Dominic's School do to ensure secure I think Sean wants to
answer. I'm sliding into this one.
A secure environment, actually, yeah. Basically.
So we have a locked door 24/7 with only badge access for staff. If parents come, we have a visible window where parents will have buzz in. We see who's there, and then we let them in. We coach kids, as I'm sure all schools do, that you don't open the doors when you hear a buzz or see someone. Mm-hmm. You allow the office to make those decisions. We also have a very rigorous, once students are in the building, the Archdiocese of St. Paul, Minneapolis has a program called Virtus. So that is a really carefully planned and executed background check program, mm-hmm. and background education. So everyone has to go through classes on safety, personal safety. How do we talk to kids? How do we treat kids? Building safety. So there's just really a lot that goes in. Volunteers have to do too. Anyone who works in a Catholic school in the Archdiocese has to go through this training. It's about 3 hours long, and you have to recertify every 2 years.
Oh, really?
So it's really a robust program, just to ensure beyond the typical background checks and the typical pieces that every school does to ensure that who is in our building is a good person who's going to be supportive and caring of kids. So that is within the building, outside the building, we have that same safety. We do the same drills, 10 drills a year plus a tornado drill. We just did our tornado drill. We
how'd
all
go?
Scooted down to the art and music room and did our drill. It was thankfully not a 90-degree day.
Yeah.
and we appreciate that. So it's always good. And that's another piece that's really an interesting piece. And I know students coming from, let's say, a more daycare kind of experience, mm-hmm. to a St. Dominic's Preschool Academy, they're really getting the experience of that safe program, that whole experience of, like, we do fire drills. We do lockdown drills. Mm-hmm. We do tornado drills. So, like, it's the whole school experience. And mm-hmm. I just also want to make a plug. Our staff is very student-centered. We have, I always say as a principal, you got to hire people who like kids.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's painfully obvious that doesn't happen. Sometimes people find themselves in education, they don't actually like kids. They just like the teaching part. You got to have both. Mm-hmm. And so our teachers are so student-centered. They really teach kids the content. And there's a difference. There's people who teach content to kids, and there's people who teach kids content. And mm-hmm. our teachers teach kids first. These are little people. They're little humans, mm-hmm. and they have their own little quirks, and they're mm-hmm. not little widgets. They are people. And so I think it's really important that it's the whole student that gets educated. And so I think that is also a piece to safety and understanding, if you're a parent out there and listening, is that we are really focused on the whole child. Good
All
question,
right.
though.
Oh. Very good. I appreciate that distinction, too, because that it's subtle but very important. One other thing, too, because I know that for students and families, a lot of them are thinking about summer break, but as we all know who've worked in education, the cycle never ends. Just when you're finishing one year, you're definitely already starting to think about the next one. So, that said, with an open house scheduled for August 5th and tours available anytime, how else can prospective families get a hold of you for a visit, more information, all that good stuff?
Well, this is Sharon. I'm piping in here. So I would love to meet with any families that would like to just know more mm-hmm. about the school. The easiest way to get a hold of us and to learn more about the school is to go to the website.
Okay.
So that's schoolofstdominic.org.
Okay.
And you can sign up and send me an email. Ideally, it'd be great to have families come and visit while school is still in session, because mm-hmm. then they get the fullness of what it's like at St. Dominic. But traditionally, we've found that a lot of families sort of wait. They're not making those decisions yet, whether they're going to pull them from their daycare or if they're ready for preschool yet. So mm-hmm. that's why we do have then the open house on August 5th that we'll have. But the other thing I was going to mention is that play is a really important part of learning. And even though we are talking about the academics, our kids learn through play. This is so important. And you can absolutely see it happening in the classrooms, that they're learning through play. And just as a side note, one of the things that I've been working on since I've started and doing some of the fundraising is we have a brand new playground coming in this summer. All we are so excited. We raised enough money over the last 2 years, and we'll be putting in a brand new playground that will be accessible, and most of the parts of it will be accessible for our preschoolers as well as our older kids. So just really excited about that.
Just one more incentive for St. Dominic's.
Absolutely. Come on by. But we'd love to have you come and just tour the school.
Yeah.
And if you don't do it before school's out, I'm happy to meet with you during the school year. It's a little quieter at that time, but through the summer, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, you do tours through the summer
right.
as well.
Yes. Yeah, all absolutely.
Right. Great.
What's the website one more time? What is it?
It's schoolofstdominic.org.
Okay.
That's the best way to find us.
Cool.
All right. Well, that brings us to our time. So thank you all so much for coming in today and telling us more about your academy. And anytime you want to come back on, please feel free to reach out to us. We always enjoy having you here.
And check us out on Facebook and Insta.
Yes.
We have a great social media present and lots of fun pictures. You can get a flavor and the vibe of St. Dominic's on social.
Perfect.
Hats off to Andrea Redder for being our social media engagement person.
Yay. All right.
You got to have a good one these days.
You sure do.
Yeah. All right. Well, ladies, thank you so much. And it's always fun to visit with you guys about what's going on over at St. Dom's. So.
And enjoy your summer if we don't see you before then.
I hope we
see
you
always
before
well deserved. So, yes, I'm sure we will. All right. But, yes.
All right. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.